the name music came when I was establishing a reputation for myself. You know, people would refer to me as the music boy, you know, and it just stuck. And I ran with it. I actually, after a while, I started introducing myself as music. And it just really shocked me when people just went along with it. Like, that was the illest part about the whole thing. You know, like, really? You just gonna call me music? I'm like, yeah, it just said your name was. Q was just something to just make it unique to me. You know, I had to spell it a different way so that it's recognized that it's a name, not, you know, I'm not saying I am music. However, I was thinking of it more so from the perspective of, if I were to be called anything, I would love for it to be music. Like, I really wish that my mom was like, you know, boom, your name is music, you know? The funny thing about Soulchild was, Soulchild was the name that I wanted to present myself as, you know, as an artist. I wanted Soulchild to be my stage name. I would say to myself, you know, I don't want to come out as Soulchild because my fans are going to be confused because they're going to say, hey, ain't that the guy that was called Music? So what is it, Soul? You know, funny thing about it is people do that even to this day. To make this long story short, people knew me as Music. I wanted to be known as Soulchild. I said, hey, why not put the two together? And now you have Music Soulchild, first and last name. I started recording songs at a studio, at a proper studio in Philly, at A Touch of Jazz Studios, ran by DJ Jazzy Jeff. And we were just working on songs, of which most of that was my first album, I Just Wanna Sing. Just Friends, Love, My Girl, 143, Girl Next Door, Paparazzi, 17, Ella's Gone. Most of that first album was pretty much essentially my demo. My managers at the time pretty much were excited about the fact that Kevin Lyles loved the records that I did, and they wanted me to meet Kevin. The ironic thing about all of that is that I wasn't interested in a record deal. I didn't want to be signed to a label. I just wanted to, you know, work my job, pay for studio time, put a mixtape together, and sell it myself. That's what I wanted to do. I said, you know what? Let me just change my whole focus and accept this blessing for what it is, because this dude don't owe me nothing. He don't have to give me a record deal. Millions of people want a record deal. Millions of people can sing, you know? And who am I to deny myself of this opportunity that I've been blessed with? I can look at it however I choose to look at it. But the fact still remains, a person wanting to pay me to do something, to make a living off of doing what I love to do, I really couldn't see a downside to that at the time.